And recording. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'm over in Taiwan and you can hear my voice. Terrible, terrible voice. See, all this dust came over. You know what? I'm getting into politics. So, you know what? I'm going to talk about that another time because, well, as I said, you know, Taiwan special stuff is for the Taiwan special. This week, again, this is podcast, so this is weekly Jesse announcements. You know, and again, I talk about my productive life, whatever that is, because I hope that you're learning something. I hope that you're teaching yourself something. You know, we're watching this happen. Like, this is real. We are watching this happen with Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook and the stock market machine is going after him the way that John Sculley went after Steve Jobs. The thing is, John Sculley actually had like inside baseball, like team player issues to, you know, go up against Steve Jobs about, which actually kind of sort of made sense. Zuckerberg? he's getting taken over by just people everywhere. You know, one of the first hostile takeover acts of Facebook was from General Motors complaining about not being able to run good enough ads. And if you look at Facebook news since their initial IPO, this is a long, drawn-out, hostile takeover of Facebook. Just think about that. And Zuckerberg, the guy was an idiot. He's irritated people. He's allowed media bias and so forth to govern his instincts. And maybe he wasn't a media bias. I mean, it's a media style bias. It's the same political bias that's shared in the rest of the media. And he's in social media. That doesn't make him an exception to being a biased person. And Zuckerberg should have at least thought that there would be a substantial base. I mean, come on. The country's about split down the middle. It wobbles back and forth from one election to the next between Republicans and Democrats. Why would he think that the general bias in the media that goes against half of the country would somehow not object to him using that as the standard for what's right and wrong in choosing what posts are good and bad and maybe should be removed? Look, some posts maybe should be removed, and it's best to have algorithms and warning systems to go after that. But whether it was human intervention or whether it was some algorithm that they wrote, it was based on Zuckerberg's internal politics stuff. And now you've got attacks coming out against Zuckerberg. You have this Harvard dropout who used his school dorm not as a place to study for the classes that he would use to graduate, but he used to get Facebook going. Well, okay, that's brilliant from an entrepreneur's perspective, but that's an attack against, that's going against Zuckerberg. Again, hostile takeover stuff. So, you know, Zuckerberg wasn't smart. He should have kept the conservatives on his side, but he didn't. And the reason he didn't do that is because Zuckerberg was biased. And he was, in a word, he was a snot-nosed brat. So brat is the word. As I said, in a word, snot-nosed is two words. If you hyphenate the snot in the nose, then you get snot-nosed, which is one word, and then brat, which is, so that's two words. But if you do one, he was a brat, in a word. He was young. He was a kid. He thought he knew too much. That was what happened with Zuckerberg and Facebook. And he didn't have the character. Well, one of the, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what I call it because that goes back to the whole Avenue Guru thing. You got to go to avenueguru.one. And I'm not even done writing the curriculum yet. I'm a certified life coach by one accreditor. I'll be getting another one. I love the one that I've got. Great. But yeah, there are reasons. Basically, when you go so big, and you're young and you've got all kinds of money, you start to get too big for your britches, as my grandmother used to say. You get this big fat head and it's hard to get your head through your own door. And Zuckerberg did not have the character building habits of expanding himself. So I came to Taiwan because that's one way to expand myself, but I've also been learning computer programming language. I've also been expanding my English abilities. I studied Bible in college. I've been over this. I know a bunch of different things. Like, I'm diverse in multiple skills, and I'm approaching 40, and I'm still LGN, and I'm still learning. Now think about that. So I continue to do stuff with my life, and this week, I got over a huge hump in writing my computer programming software. I wrote the framework for this and the framework for that, and I got to get the two to theoretically talk to each other, and everything was all theoretically perfect. Of course, I couldn't get it to work, which means I didn't know why, but at least I had the framework theoretically all panned out, and now it's just a matter of going back and kind of mulling over things. But that initial get the whole big structure, you know, theoretically full and complete in place, all the lists of to-dos here and there, all right, and then now I go back and start troubleshooting, and that's a simple matter of tweaking this and tweaking that and making stuff work. But it was a huge step for me, and so because of this, I've already tracked down what might be causing it to not work. So once I get this done, I might be very quickly, I might start just pounding out books, chapters, teaching videos. I might be getting to the English grammar curriculum I wanted to get to very, very soon. I might be getting to that. I might be pounding out some Linux videos that would be free on YouTube. Not much explanation, mostly demo. There would be some paid stuff on Udemy. And then I might have a more in-depth class that I might put at a more intense teaching platform. So that's what I did this week. Now, I've got a little cute list of things here. I might talk about, and I'm not sure what I would say for the Taiwan special. You know what? Oh boy, I've got a cute list of things here I could rant on about. Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker. Do I actually sympathize with Luke Skywalker? Do I actually appreciate? And you know what? I just got a notice here. On Stack Exchange. Well, that's a cute little interesting note that I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm the English expert after all. Okay. You know, I made a little 5-minute video. I'm gonna do Kevin Spacey. I'm gonna do Kevin Spacey in the remainder of what I've got here. I wrote an article about this, and that's at the Times, and my blog, my point blog, whatever. I wrote a little thing about Kevin Spacey, on Kevin Spacey is what it's called. And I've got some thoughts there. I did a little 5 minutes, Asia at Noon, I think it was, on YouTube, said some things about Kevin Spacey. So I got a few other things that I'm going to say about Kevin Spacey. His video is a genuine threat. Because he's using Underwood talk, and basically the political assassination, the character assassination machine, basically went after him the same way it would go after people in House of Cards. So he's basically responding in kind and in character, and they quote unquote killed him in the plot line in House of Cards, which means that they've already implicated him and made that relevant to the very situation. And he's using threatening talk from what he'd use in House of Cards. He is threatening Hollywood. And it's not just a threat, it's more of a warning. This was the intimidation visit. You know, the talk that sounds nice but is really mean. That's what that was. Hollywood didn't make him, so Hollywood can't break him. He's one of the few real actors. Hollywood didn't make him. It wasn't just him being good looking and he'll just go play Kevin Spacey in all of his movies like a lot of actors do and they play themselves. It wasn't like that. He was a good actor and that's why he was famous. And they're not going to be able to break him. There's a lot of Christian hypocrisy here that's being exposed. Christians are supposed to be forgiving. Well, now the Christians might actually start to be forgiving, no longer the party of cannibals. We're out of time.